This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Nash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed grace message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are, say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anna Podcast. Our podcast is about the way we do church. and ministry of Supplication Nash Ministries. I am Elvis Iverson. My website is elvisiverson.com, my ministry. Amen. Please visit our website and get connected and enjoy the feast of Word and Spirit. Today we're talking about coming into the Reformation of the Church. Hallelujah. See, you got to be illuminated. See, you got to take the revelation. The revelation that is released in this podcast. That's released into this podcast. You got to take this revelation and begin to apply it. There has to be times of metanoia. Times of metanoia. Times of metanoia. Times of metanoia. That's repentance. I mean, you got to have personal reformation before we can have corporate reformation. Hallelujah. See, reformation is being conformed to the image of the corporate of Christ. Hallelujah. There is personal salvation and there is corporate salvation. There is being a the temple of God, a personal believer, a Christian, and then a group. You are called into the body of Christ. When you become born again, you are not just called out separate, but you're separated into a body of believers. You know, the see thing is Reformation will release a greater illumination in your mind. Man, Reformation will release a greater renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. My words are spirit and they are life. My words are spirit and they are life. I come with truth and grace. To speak truth and grace. Truth and grace. These words are the same. Amen. Amen. It says, speak the truth with love. What is love? Speak the truth with love. What is love here? It's talking about the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. It's talking about the love of God. The love of God. Hallelujah. Now by faith, hope, and love. And the greatest these are love. Faith. We need faith. We need the revelation of the Reformation. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope. That is the prophetic. Amen. And love is the gospel. Is the gospel. Hallelujah. That God is love. Hallelujah. Spiritual knowledge. Spiritual revelation. Is in the confines of the incarnation. The death, burial, and resurrection. And his ascension. Amen. The Bible says, knowledge puff it up, but love edifies. Knowledge that is outside of the incarnation, the death, burial, and resurrection, and his ascension, it becomes an idol, becomes a religion, and you trespass against the commandments of God in your obedience to religion. But it says, but love edifies. The love of God, that God is love. The revelation of the Father, Jesus Christ came to give us the revelation of the Father. That
that God the Father never turned his back upon Jesus when he's on the cross. Otherwise, Jesus will not be the Son of God. It says that in verse 1. In Psalms 23, but then you get to Psalms 24. And it talks about, I have not hid my face from you. You got to read the whole verse. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Hallelujah. That God is love. Hope is not disappointed. For the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Hope is not disappointed. That we have hope. We have hope because what God has for the church. But there is no perfect church. But the thing is, in the book of Acts, it was not the mature church. It was not the perfect church. But they had the right principles. But we need to restore those principles and begin to progress on the day of the mature church. What is the mature church? The mature church is the church that marks coming into the period of the end times. What is the period of the end times? It is the carpet treatment of the church. Amen. The red carpet treatment of the church, preparing the way for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! At a time that the church will walk in glory! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to come into the Reformation. Hallelujah. But it is not knowledge outside of the incarnation, the death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension. It is knowledge within. And the love of God is shed abroad in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That God is love. That God is love. That God is love. That God is love. And that you are the object of God's love. God's care and love. You are the object of his love and care. The chief characteristic of God is love. And everything proceeds from that characteristic. The gospel is good news. It is good news. Good news is good news, is not bad news. The gospel is not, give your life to Jesus Christ, otherwise you're going to go to hell. The gospel is about what Christ has done for you. Amen. God's original intent, original purpose. God's, that is the original gospel. It is the incarnation. It is the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. Hallelujah. It is that I have come to give you life and more abundantly. And that God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, Jesus did not just come. He did not come to this planet for the forgiveness of sins. Yes, for the forgiveness of sins. But that is way, 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 way down on the list. He came to bring union with the Father, to establish the new creation, to reveal the revelation of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. To bring us in to become sons of God. To establish the new covenant. To establish the church. To establish the kingdom of God. To establish our inheritance. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. See, when Jesus is our advocate, he is our advocate. Let's go over this. Hallelujah. An advocate. See, one thing is that Luther was attorney, and John Calvin was attorney. Well, what, you know, they did the will of God in their generation, but one thing that they bought is an argumentative spirit. And we cannot look at things like that. We cannot look at God's judicial system when we look at man's judicial system, okay? Because number one thing is God is for you, and he's not against you. God loves you, and you already have his favor. Hallelujah. 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 In 1 John chapter 1, 1 John 2 verse 1 says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. That you may not sin. That you may not sin. You have a new lifestyle because you are a new creation. Sinful, preaching about sin encourages sin. Talking about who you are, who Christ is, and who you are in Christ, and your place in the body encourages you to flow in that you are a new creation. We must move beyond sin. The Bible says in AD 33, behold, the Lamb of God that come and take away our sins, he has already taken away our sins. This is, and if anyone sins, he has an advocate with the Father, Jesus, the righteous. And he himself is a propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Well, guess what, my friend? It is not that Jesus, as an advocate, stand as our attorney, standing for us before the Father. Hallelujah. Do you know that the Holy Spirit is our advocate on earth? But, it's not that he is defending you, okay? Before the Father, okay? No, it is that before the Father, he is defending you from Satan, from accusers, from other people, even from yourself, okay? Because God the Father is for you. See, Jesus did not come to quench his wrath against you, but your wrath against yourself. Okay? Okay? Let's turn to Isaiah. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God has healed. Many people are being healed right now as they're listening to this. Many people are being healed. The Bible says in Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that he cannot save, no, his ear heavy, that he cannot hear, but your iniquities has separated you from God, and your sins has hidden his face from you, so that you will not hear. Well, my friend, God's hand is not shortened, hey? God's hand is not shortened. God's hand is not shortened. It is your iniquities that are hiding you from God. God can see you. It's not hiding God's eyes. It's not turning God's eyes away from you. It is you and your mind and yourself that God comes to set you free. And we go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 4 says, for he who comes preaching another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, that you may well put up with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, a different Father. People are preaching a different Father. God the Father. In the name of Jesus, God the Father. God the Father. We need to present a good Father. God's a good Father. He's always good. He never turned his back upon Jesus. If you see Jesus, see the Father. A different Jesus. Jesus is not
passive Jesus. Jesus is very optimistic, loving, kind. We need to see Jesus in the four gospels. This is the nature of the gospel. How to, a different gospel. We need the which is the incarnation, the death, burial, and resurrection. What Christ has done, and the purpose of what God came for. It is good news. Hallelujah. A different church. We the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Is the ecclesia. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And this brings me into our truth that we're talking about. Hallelujah. 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 That God wants to mature the church and bring it in such maturity in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 13, 14, and 15, and 16. Until we come into the unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man, to measure and stature of the fullness of God, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about every wind of doctrine, about the craftiness of men, the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speak of the truth in love, and may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knitted together by every joint supplied, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth for the body by edifying itself in love. That's where God is going. That's where it's going. That's what Reformation is. That's where we are moving beyond this. Okay? We are moving beyond this. Hallelujah. We are moving beyond this. Okay? Hallelujah. It is time. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, the thing is, the priesthood of the believer, God wants to bring forth the fullness of the priest of the believer. The church is so limited. Okay? We must be set free from the spirit of error. Okay? They hear those that hear us are of us. And those who do not hear us are not of us because they have the spirit of error. The error in their doctrine, the error in their walk of life, the error when it comes to the Holy Spirit, the error in their commitment, the error, people that have trouble maturing and going forth, it's a spirit of error. Okay? A spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. He will lead you and guide you in all truth. You will mature. You will move beyond your years. Hallelujah. We got to have an environment where the gifts and call come forth, where there's biblical fellowship, where there's brother in love, hallelujah, where there's the fivefold ministry, hallelujah. It's not a theater type of church. A lot of the church is pagan Christianity, okay? It's pagan Christianity. The fivefold ministry needs to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. The believers are just maintaining. They're not really feeding the sheep. Most spiritual leaders are not fivefold ministry. They don't embrace the fivefold ministry. They're just spiritual leaders. We need apostles, bona fide apostles, leading and guiding the church. And we need bona fide prophets guiding the church. Hallelujah. We need the hallelujah. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ which passes on, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. So one verse is talking about the structure of the church. Coming into the structure is the wineskin. New wineskins and new wine. The other verse is the organic structure. There is a a structure, and then there's the organic structure. There is a wineskin that is a structure, and then that will be flexible, that will grow with the growth of the church, amen, hallelujah, with the growth of the harvest, with the growth that's room for the Holy Spirit, the body. And then there is the organic structure that we see. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible has shown me, God showed me there's five reformations. The first reformation, there's five reformations. All of them are like restorations. And okay, these are, reformation is major, okay? There could be minor, but they're really a restoration of truth. First is the from the Mosaic covenant to the new covenant. The second is the Protestant Reformation. The third is the reformation of all of Christianity. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fourth is we go from the new Apostolic Wednesday to the mature church. And then the fifth is at the return of the church. We go, the return of Jesus Christ. We go from the mature church to the eternal church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God alone. Let us pray. Father God, I pray for this listen, everyone's listening message, everyone influenced within the church of the Lord. I pray I'll pull as many spiritual breakthroughs. I'll pull on many deliverances. I'll pull on many restitutions, restoration and healing. I'll pull on many justices. God, Lord, I pray, pour out the new apostolic wineskins. Pour out the new apostolic home churches. Hallelujah. Stab, put the fivefold ministry back in the house of God. Raise up apostles and prophets of the new apostolic wineskins of reformation, revival, and harvest. Bring forth the fullness of the restoration of the priest of the believer. Release the kingdom and bring the time of the kings of the kingdom, the beginning time of the king of the kingdom. Let the church mature and go beyond its years in this time in the name of Jesus. We pray for a great increase of the kingdom of God and great increase of the church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please visit ElvisIveson.com. Amen. And plant a seed today and become a partner today. And commit to planting monthly. 10 Armenians at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Connect to us. We have a conference call also once a month. Amen. Find out more by visiting ElvisIveson.com. God bless you.